Our reaction is very simple, that the president has abandoned governance, he has abandoned his responsibility and duty, and he has abandoned the oath of office to which he swore May 29, 2015 at Eagle Square. It's unfortunate that this is what we have degenerated into as a people and as a country, but this is the painful reality today.
But some people are suggesting that the federal government took the responsible decision to protect life and property, as well as protect these young people, by making that decision to close down these schools due to security concerns.
How can anyone even praise the government for failing to secure the country? Who are these people praising the government? How can anybody be praising the government that if the federal capital territory is no longer safe, where else would be safe in this country? So how can anybody even think of praising the government? How can anyone? You know, those who are praising the government are enemies of Nigeria. In an ideal situation, we should be calling for the sack of the president or his resignation.
Well, some people are also saying he should fire all the security chiefs if they cannot secure or ensure the protection of all Nigerians, especially in the capital, Abuja, leading to this decision. Your reaction?
Yes. If terrorists can invade the Kuje prison, we're just beside the 189 battalion of the Nigerian army, and they came unchallenged. They operated 3 hours unchallenged. They left. The government has given up. There is no way that anybody can convince me that this president has the capacity to govern or has the capacity to do the right thing. There's no way.
How are Nigerians reacting to this news made by the Ministry of Education to close down basically the schools in the capital, asking parents to come for their children from the schools?
Nigerians are reacting in fear. You can see what many Nigerians are reacting on social media everywhere. People are afraid. It's like the government has finally given up on protecting and securing the country. So Nigerians are afraid.
But what do you say to the security agencies, including the police and the military, who are saying the fight against terrorism is still ongoing and that they are carrying out day-to-day combat to try to defeat these militant groups?
Yeah, there's nothing to say to the security chiefs. Well, the person we elected is the president. The president should sack all of them. You keep sacking them until you get it right. The president should sack them.
So now that they have made this decision, what are Nigerians saying about the security situation in the country at the moment?
Nigerians are not living in fear. There's really nothing to say. Nigerians are just extremely terrified.